This is Good Food on the Road. I'm Evan Kleiman. As many of you know, our friend Jonathan Gold passed away on Saturday, July 21st. As the world mourns this incredible loss along with us, we wanted to recall some of our favorite pieces that he wrote. For that, we're talking today to Carolina Miranda, arts and culture writer for the LA Times. Carolina, may I ask you what one of your favorite reviews of his is?
It's hard to pick a favorite. I mean, he was so prolific, and he wrote so smartly about such a range of foods. But in writing the story that I did in the Times, I went back and reread all of his Pulitzer pieces. And there is a review about Simon LA, a now defunct restaurant in Beverly Hills run by Carrie Simon, who I think has since passed too. I just, you know, this kind of like high-end Beverly Hills $25 steak kind of place, and he
$25, that's cheap.
No, $25 was the dessert, excuse me. It was the $48 bone-in ribeye. This was, you know, 11 years ago, so
wow, there's been inflation.
Exactly. And what really struck me about this review is the way in which Jonathan could weave this really high level of thinking and erudition with the basest descriptions of food. He was like the max when it came to high-low, and just a beautiful poet when it just came to his use of words. So one of the things that caught my eye when he was writing the review is he writes about this dessert, which was called the junk food sampler. And he writes, a $25 dessert so insidious, so awe-inspiring that it may as well have been designed by a consortium of work-deprived Beverly Hills dentists. Like, I don't even need to know what's in that dessert to just be like, wow, this is incredible. And it was this dessert. It was very of 11 years ago, these high-end renditions of everyday junk food. So there was like a high-end Cracker Jack, a Rice Krispies treat, Hostess snowballs, some Hostess cupcakes, and they would make versions of it and bring it out in a sampler. And what really caught my eye is the way that he tied the impulse that generated that dessert to larger things in American culture. And he goes on to say, many of the finest artifacts in American culture in the last decades have come from the collision of formidable technique and trivial obsession. Bill Irwin's juggling comes to mind, as do Jeff Koons' sculptures and Peter Sellers' setting of Don Giovanni outside a Harlem crack house.
Unique.
In one sentence, we have a performance art clown, a sculptor, and an award-winning opera director, all tying into the idea that Americanness is to some degree taking these really dumb things and just putting a lot of energy into them.
Grandiosity of the banal.
Yeah, this grandiosity of the banal is the perfect phrase. You took the word out of my mouth. And I think that's what made him such a brilliant critic and a model for me as a writer, in the sense that he was someone who could really get outside of food to describe food, that he isn't sitting here killing you with adjectives about spun sugar. He's telling you what the food is, but also what it means. That's rare. At this level,
There's one,
and he has left us.
Thank you so much, Carolina.
Thank you for having me.
That's Carolina Miranda, arts and culture writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about the late Jonathan Gold's review of Simon LA. You can join us in remembering Jonathan Gold's words. Just text the words good food to 69866 to get these reflections as they're released. And be sure to tune in to KCRW at 11 a.m. on Saturday, July 28th for our tribute show to Jonathan Gold.